You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned into the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. Everybody is here minus the homie Red August. They will be arriving shortly. Here he comes. Oh man, Jay Moore is in the building. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You know, it's sometimes you wish you could live in a world where you did not have to look at the news every day.
Facts.
And weren't affected by some of the things that you see, but you know, you got to keep going.
I agree with that. Oh man, longevity. How are you, sir?
I am doing all right. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
You know, a little tired, but you know, mm-hmm. Doing all right. Man,
I don't know what happened, but I am in agreement. There's just something.
Maybe it's a weather change.
Weather change gets me every year.
It went from summer to fall immediately.
Facts.
Yeah, it's supposed to be warm, though, for the next week.
Yeah, it gets back into the 80s. It's a couple days here.
But it's pretty much here, though, now moving forward.
It's still technically summer.
They'll sneak us a couple more days, but I know what's coming.
Yeah.
Hoodie season. Mm-hmm. My man DJ J Diff, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
That's the first time I've ever said it back.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of
weird. I
like
the hat, too. The hat is cold. I got to give you your flowers now. You know, I ain't no hater. You know that, don't
you? It depends on what day it is.
What way the wind is blowing? Yep. Fair enough.
Exactly.
Hey, y'all, real quick, let's say rest in peace to PNB Rock out of Philly. Got shot in L.A. I think he's 30 years old.
That was hard to see where it says someone's born date and it said 1991.
That's crazy.
It's PNB, peanut butter and jelly. What's that stand for?
I don't know, man.
I'm
just curious. I don't know.
Because I see the YFN. I don't know what any of these.
We in the acronym era, though.
PNB, YNFN. Yeah. Look,
dude was popular,
just whatever you do, please don't go to jail. Because they're going to pull up on them. I think that's why Cordae got rid of his. He didn't want to get invited.
Well, people out here getting jacked for jewelry out in L.A. is like a no-fly zone at this point.
Not at this point. This is L.A.
No, what I'm saying is...
Like, it literally has been like this. What movie did you see back in the day when you was a little kid?
They was getting jacked.
Kane's cousin Harold got smoked at the light for his car.
No, I agree
with you. I know somebody that went to school in L.A. that got jacked. At a light, they threw gasoline on him and tried to set him on fire to get him up out of the car.
I believe
this is somebody I went to school with. As soon as we graduated high school, we went to school out there. So this ain't nothing new in L.A.
I'm just saying.
Tread lightly out there.
Agreed. I'm just saying it's the frequency with which we're seeing rappers get robbed. Like, all these rappers has been dying over the past how many years? We'll call it post,
1990?
No, it ain't been like this. It's way worse than.
I think there's more rappers out here.
That's a good point too.
It's more. You gotta realize, and rest in peace to PNB Rock. Another senseless murder and makes absolutely
very
no
senseless.
Sense. But you have to understand, there's people out here who are worse than the mute kid.
Facts.
Who see something that they want and they just gotta have it. And they don't care who you are, and they're going to do exactly what they want in order to get it. Same thing happened to Pop Smoke. And it streamed. Pop Smoke's thing was he actually posted his location. Okay. I don't like the fact that they're blaming him getting killed on his girlfriend posted up at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Like, how do you blame that on her?
Yeah, if you're going to blame somebody, blame the grown men who left out of their house to go somewhere and rob somebody for something that they, you know, didn't have the wherewithal to work to get.
Yeah. And who knows if that's even where it came from? This could have been somebody that could have been following him all day.
Look, you got to understand. Because we talk about recency, but like Los Angeles, like a lot of people get caught up in the sunshine and the breast implants and the palm trees, and they don't realize that. If you are a rich person, I would say rich and black because, you know, there seems to be a target, but they out here robbing everybody. They got Paris Hilton. They've been running in people's houses in the hills where they know there's security, where they know there's cameras. Because California, you know, especially Southern California, the cost of living is going up and the chance of living
it's
is going down.
And
I'm telling you right now. Like, I would tell people if you're a celebrity and you're going to be in California, you need to have if you're going to go in certain areas, you need to have heavy security. Because if you got it like that, you got to understand, somebody sees that chain or they see that $80,000 watch and they're looking at you like food.
Yeah.
They feel like
you literally are food to them.
They look like, okay, if I get him for that watch or that chain, that's gonna keep me in the house for a few more months. Because like the way the economy is set up out there, and it's really unfortunate, because if you look at like LA, like there's so much homelessness out there.
Yes.
And they have priced regular people out of their homes. Like, yes, you see like the stadium they built in Inglewood where the Rams and Chargers play now. Mm-hmm. Like, think about what like where they would set that. What's the show? Insecure. Mm-hmm. Like, that's in that whole Inglewood area.
Yeah.
People can't even people who are portrayed in that show can't even afford to live in there. They can't afford to live there anymore.
Yeah.
Because they have pushed that was a working class neighborhood. They pushed all those people out.
We know what that's called.
Now, I'm not trying to say that's an excuse, but you got to understand, people are going to find a way to stay in the house. They're going to find a way to feed their families. And yeah, sometimes it is, I don't agree. I'm not justifying anybody being that violent, but you got to understand, if you're going to go out to LA and you're going to wear your jewelry and pull up somewhere in the middle of South Central LA with a $100,000 car, these people don't care nothing about your life because they trying to stay in the house.
I mean, we talked about it. We were talking about it before we came on. The guys that robbed Pop Smoke got, what, 4 G's? And their life is over.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, this is how stupid it is. First of all, a lot of these rappers, you think you robbing them for some fly jewelry. First of all, that's bust down jewelry. And some of it's not even real. So you didn't rob somebody,
and it might not be paid for.
So you didn't, and so now,
no matter if it's not paid for, if they got it in their possession.
So now, true. Because you got some hot jewelry, you may be getting 10%, maybe 5% of the value for it. So
pretty much, you got to get it melted down. You got to actually know somebody's going to melt this down.
And these people don't know anybody.
Nah, they don't
like
know
that.
Nobody like that.
So here you are.
Turn it in.
So now, you can't wear custom jewelry out in these streets because that's basically wearing evidence. And so like. Plus, the thing is, you got to assume. I just act like this. You have to assume if you're a criminal, you're being videotaped. So there is a camera.
The enemy of the state is alive
here.
And in effect.
Good call.
And so they're going to catch. And because it's a high profile murder, they're going to catch these individuals or individual. And so now you done killed somebody for maybe a month's worth of rent. And now they didn't caught you. You are going to jail. You didn't even make enough money off of the jewelry you stole to pay for competent defense. So now you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life.
It's over for you. As soon as they get you, it's a wrap. It's over for you.
Yeah, and all this stuff is, we're talking about homelessness. We're talking about crime. We're talking about robberies.
Yeah.
Kings and all that stuff. Like,
I'm telling you,
it all comes down to, like, it's like the material, conditions that we live in. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what causes this stuff, you know, like if we can make the way that life is better for people, then this stuff goes away to a large degree. It's been proven. So,
but I'm just going to say, I know we talked about, I try to talk about social conditions because I can't act like that's not a part of it.
It's the main part of it.
But I'm also going to talk about some people are just greedy. They're greedy and they're lazy and they see something that they want that you have that they don't want to work to get. And because, I saw DJ Envy. He talked about how he got robbed.
He got robbed
a few years ago, and he wasn't having. He chased the kid down, and you know what? The kid had just won the lottery.
$80,000.
He won $80,000. He was driving a BMW X5, but he just saw DJ Envy, and he was like, "Well, he got it." So,
but that's not greed. That's like clout.
That's greed. That's clout.
It might be a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. It's greed. It's clout because the $80,000, you'd be like, "This ain't enough." The BMW X5, that ain't enough.
The envy part is the clout. The greed is I already got 80,000 G's and I'm just trying to be thirsty to get more money. That's the way
you literally have the money to do something with.
Right.
If somebody hands you $80,000 and you can't come up off of that,
I'll make it work.
I don't know. I don't know what to
do. But everybody, we're all talking, we're all business minded people. If you gave any one of us $80,000, just cat, we gonna make it happen with $80,000. Yeah. But you know, like some people, $80,000, they'll be through with that $80,000 in 6 months.
Stunting on the gram with it though.
You know, it'll be enough for them to. You know, $80,000 ain't enough to get through. A year. Yeah. $80,000, I'll get through the next 2 years with $80,000.
Longer than that.
Ask people that got the PPP loans. What they do with their bread?
Mm. Put it on.
I mean, it might not have been $80,000.
Well, either way,
it was a little bit of change.
They tricked it off.
You know, but you know that's. Once again, you got a whole, but it goes back, like a lot of people, when they got these PPP loans and everybody was, quote unquote, balling out during the pandemic, went and bought all this jewelry and Ferraris and stuff. They didn't have
nothing else to do. Everything's going to look like balling when you're sitting at home.
And, all you can do is look at the Instagram. You're right.
I swear.
But, I mean.
Clout.
This is all.
That's why I think it's less greed a lot of times. I think it's more clout positions. I think it is.
We in a clout-based society.
Well, just
everything is.
What
based
does clout do for you when you're locked up, though?
That's the point. It doesn't do anything for
not
you.
Not a thing.
But I don't think people are super smart. But,
you know, you're asking people to look five steps down. They're looking one step ahead.
At that moment, the clout feels so good, they're not even thinking about the repercussions.
Mute boy can't even have a conversation with you.
Can't have a conversation.
He can't look two steps in front of you.
Ain't do nothing. They literally are living for to go viral for a hot second.
I was about to disappear
into obscurity.
Anybody that's watching,
you boys clouded up.
Look, just think about this. And this is something because this kind of ties back into what we talked about as far as people not being able to communicate and people just having a perception of what happens on social media is too much of their lives. And this is okay. Just because I'm bad at math, imagine if you have 100, you follow 100 social media accounts, like friends, family, but 30 of them are, you know, celebrities, athletes, influencers, you know. So you see these people and they're living a life where they got Range Rovers, they're going to Dubai, they're doing this, that, and the third. And in your mind, that's what 30% of the world can do. And so you think, okay, well, why shouldn't I have that? You know, because what you don't realize is that the people you're following are part of the 1%. So what they're doing is 1% stuff. But you think, and in your mind, and you may follow more than there are kids out here who more than 30% of the people that they follow on Instagram or whatever is popping right now because it changes. So they might follow 40, half their Instagram feed might be people doing 1% activities.
Yeah, it messes up your perception. It definitely does, but nobody's going to post what it takes to get there, or even if they schemed and scoured to get this picture, they might have went to a dealership just to take a picture for the gram.
There are so-called influencers
that literally will go around to different places to take pictures around certain things.
There is a business that lets you sit inside a private airplane. You don't go anywhere, but you get to take pictures inside the cabin of a private airplane.
Yeah, I don't
so
need that.
Here it is. So we all four of us grew up in an era with no social media. We remember a time when there was, you know, you didn't see anything about your favorite celebrity, or you didn't know what your favorite football player's house looked like. You know, now there are kids who are 17, 18, 19. That's all. So they think, okay, when I get out here and I'm supposed to, by 21, I'm supposed to be able to have a Tesla and get a Birkin bag and be able to, you know, buy bottles in the club, because that's what I see.
Good luck.
On my Instagram. That's the reality that comes through my telephone every day. And the thing is, there are a lot of people who are like, well, just working, I can't do that. So I got to start doing some grimy stuff. That's where our perceptions are all messed up.
Literally, you just need to apply yourself, Smokey. You don't have to do no grimy stuff in order to succeed.
You are asking people to do the work.
That's the problem. People are so conditioned that they think that everything is supposed to just fall into their lap. That's not the way none of this works. Even the people that have something had to work for that. They weren't able to just go out here and scheme their way to the top and keep living that way. At some point in time, they had to change and flip the script, so to speak.
Bro, I saw a video on Instagram. There's a young lady that sits down on a kind of like the couch at the Rock Nation. You know, it's kind of that gold couch they got. You know what I'm talking about? Well, it's similar to that.
Right. Shiny things really kind of spark your interest, huh?
Yeah, Link. but she sat down on the couch.
Red ball.
And in this nice, fancy place, she sat down on the couch, took like a sip of tea or something, and got up and walked out of the frame. And then the words that came up on the screen was, "This place is rented." Like,
all
she just did it.
Rented.
She's like, "This place is rented, and there are people that are going to think I own this, and I don't." It's just like what we've been talking about.
Cribs was out before social media, and most of those people that shot Cribs
were in rented Cribs.
Yeah, they were literally in rented houses to make it look like they had
Shaq's was real too, though.
But just think about it. There are people who are on MTV Cribs, and I'm like, you have one hit song. You can't afford this house. You haven't recouped for your first album yet. You know what I'm saying? How you don't have a 5-bedroom house with a pool and an Escalade and a Mercedes. You can't. No. There are no. Look at the pictures on the wall. That's not even your family.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
So, a picture alone on the wall. Like
y'all got the pictures in the frame that came with the frame.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't know. We took a long way to go talk about. You know, once again, rest in peace, PNB Rock. I
condolences to his family, man.
Because you know, at the end of the day, what they did, they stole. For some people, one of their favorite artists. But you know, you stole a father from the child. You stole a son from his mother. You know, for what? You know, and I think we have to really. I want these rappers to move in a smarter way, but at the same time, I want the people who are taking penitentiary chances for a couple thousand dollars to think: is this really worth it? Is this how you want to live? Do you want this to be on your heart for the rest of your life that you killed somebody who was having, who you killed somebody who was on a date with his girlfriend for a couple thousand dollars worth of jewelry? This is how you living. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That ain't it.
Absolutely.
That is not it.
I mean, the music that they want to hear on Saturday night.
Yeah.
That literally tells you the story right there. They don't care.
I mean,
and I'm not about to sit here and just blame it all on rap, but if all the artists that you're listening to are literally talking about sticking up and killing, and I got the Drake and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 and I'm about to spin the block and do this and do that.
Ops,
yeah. If that's being programmed into your head 90% of the day, I'm not saying that you're going to be into it, but you might turn an eye to it if it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I mean, life is.
Look,
life
I listen to all is, this gangster rap. I watched The Terminator and played Mortal Kombat for hours too. On end, and it was never a thing where I was going to have to go out and get it.
Listen, though, this is the thing.
You had a family.
We had a balance in the force, though, and I'm not saying they don't have a balance in the force now. We had gangster rap and Michael Jackson.
True.
We had gangster rap and Prince.
Yeah, I had gangster rap, but when
McDonald's.
But when a girl got in the car, I had a Boys to Men on.
People literally would listen to all of that. It wasn't just I'm listening to all of this. It's damn near demonic. Like, you know what I'm saying? The frequencies are weird. And also, all I'm talking about is this, that, and drill, 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 that.
But even when you take it away from that, and like, and I don't want to get too far into this because people are going to call me a woman hater, but it's like now you have a real rise in female rap. But you know what? They calling you, if you don't have it, they're calling you a broke boy. They're saying if you don't have this, you ain't this.
TLC just said it in a nicer way.
Yeah, but you know what? TLC. Yeah, but we didn't think about TLC.
And they were broke.
They was just as broke as anybody else. They should have been happy to get in the ride on the best friend's ride.
Lone, talk about the family thing, though. You said it. You said you had a family.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it really. I mean, the main difference that we're seeing is this. Justice Spools. I was just talking to him today about this stuff in Chicago, actually. But I mean, it's like generations of families. You know that when you talk about. What we're talking about, a lot of the rap that's coming out and a lot of the material conditions of a lot of the rappers that are talking about this stuff. Don't get me wrong. They're definitely suburbanites out here doing the same stuff. Right. Yeah. But
Malibu's most wanted,
you know, but at the same time, it's like the difference between everybody sitting here at this table and somebody like that is that we all grew up with a loving family that supported us. And we had a balance, as you were saying, we had a balance in that aspect. Now I'm not saying that none of these people didn't have families or whatever and support systems, but in general, a lot of times when you trace the stuff back, it is a lot of times where the father was put in jail for some of the similar things due to the crack era and or the prison industrial complex and, you know, all that stuff.
But I think it does go back and, like I said, I don't want to put it on women because you know what? There are male rappers calling their fans broke. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I got to put it on the rappers a little bit because I don't want to get this.
We know what Too Short used to call his fans.
I don't want this to get too, our discussion to get too Republican with it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, there has to be something to where, like, the culture has to stop calling its fans broke and ridicule them for living regular lives. Like, that's where we are right now. Be like, you know, there's a lot of like, you can't even afford this. You can't do this. You know what I'm saying? You can't whip no foreign. You ain't got but no change. You can't get no section. Like, and that
as
means
a fan,
that,
I'm
that
enabling
makes it,
you to get this
but,
stuff
but
that
the
you
thing
talking
is,
about.
It almost makes it sound like you're less than a man if you can't acquire these materialistic things that are really on some 1% stuff. Like when you had, I don't remember the some one of these female rappers, she's talking about how, like I said, I'm not trying to put on ladies, but I got to, you know. She was like, you know, if your man can't buy you a Birkin, then you don't need to mess with him. First of all,
well, then you don't mess with her. The end.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you got to know somebody almost to get, like, some of these watches and some of these bags. You almost have to know somebody rich to all even know. They just don't sell this stuff at Macy's. You're talking about Balenciaga. I remember
You better date your tax bracket.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women that don't know what a Birkin is. The women that you need to be messing with.
And exactly. Like,
exactly.
My argument to that is very simple. Screw them.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Let them be single the rest of their life.
Yeah, you know, don't get me wrong. It's going to be a harsh reality. Yeah. But the thing
that
is like,
only lasts
and that's
so
not
long.
Women hating. That's just reality.
That's just reality. But like, I'd never heard of Balenciaga until I heard rappers start talking about it. And then I was at Saks Fifth Avenue. I don't know why, because I couldn't afford nothing up in there. And I saw, those are Balenciaga shoes they're talking about. And I saw these ugly shoes, and then I looked at the price tag, and they were like $1,100. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, there are people.
What fashion show you seen that actually the fashion on that runway actually looked good?
Rare.
Very rare.
Rare.
Because they don't even come out with that stuff.
I've never seen anything on a fashion line that I've ever
seen. I'm a sneakerhead. He's a sneakerhead. Most 90% of the high fashion stuff with the thick soles and all that stuff looks trash to me. It don't look good. It's nothing appealing about that. But people will rock it. For the sake of the image,
the clout. A lot of the stuff just seems like, you know, trying to be different for the sake of it.
Versus actually just being different.
No, but if you tell you could tell somebody, hey, look at this ugly thing that's $1,100. And people would be like, hey, man, it's $1,100. I need to get with that.
Get away from that circle.
So I can run home.
So I can run home and
do an unboxing on Instagram so everybody can see that
I
got
it. And so, like, I'll go out here and I'll hit somebody in the side of the head so I get these $1,100 shoes.
Facts. It all.
That's where we are.
Don't do that, Jay Moore. Don't do that.
No, I'm not.
We don't want you to hit nobody.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
This is
unfortunately where these kids who they robbed Pop Smoke and killed him. They robbed PNB Rock and killed him. They're not doing it so they can buy stock or buy property. They're doing it so they can buy the goofy things that have status that are attached to them that is based in absolutely nothing.
If they're dumb enough, they might go online and brag about doing it. I've seen some of that. It's just different, bro. It's just different.
You'd be surprised about how many people ain't hip to none of these designer brands and labels and are very nice looking single ladies for those that are single out there, and they don't have to worry about saving up 3 or 4 months worth of checks in order to buy them a Balenciaga.
That's to rock something for a night.
Birkin bag. And in a way, it goes back to, I said this, it was not the last time Jay Brookins was on, but the last time before that Jay Brookins was on. I said, this is the wild thing. The average black person in America is not even cool enough to where they don't know what Balenciaga is.
Nah.
They don't know what any of this quote unquote cool stuff. They don't know what a Birkin is. They don't know where to care. They don't know where to get it. And they don't care because they're trying to send their kids to school. They're trying to make sure that the families live safely. They're trying to get up and go to church on Sunday.
That's what Killer Mike told Envy.
Yeah.
That's what he told him.
So it's like they don't know. Like I said, a lot of this stuff that we consider to be cool is so far outside of the reality of Black America, and we don't even understand that the stuff that we talking about means. Look, I heard somebody say that there are people in this world, they know the price of everything and the value of absolutely nothing, and those are the most dangerous people in the world.
Dangerous to themselves.
Yeah.
All right, but let's leave it there.
Stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know,
man.
My motto.
My outfit I got on came from Target.
Hey, man.
Guess how much the whole outfit costs.
I don't even know, man.
Very cheap. Look.
Hey, you rocking that mug.
Somebody
That's
gave
all I
me
know.
This. Somebody gave me these.
Look, at this. Look.
Only thing I bought were my socks.
And those was what, like $75?
No.
I got on an Adidas hat that was never released.
Yeah, that mug is cold, too.
Look, and guess how much I paid for it?
Nothing.
No, I had another.
Probably nothing. Because I was working there, so.
Yeah. I've gone on and on. In fact, I'm not going to mention the place I get
don't
my shoes from.
We know.
Because they need to
know.
Hook me up with a sponsorship at this point.
Hey, man.
You got that. Many times you don't spend
that. I'm a
ball
on a budget. I might drop a coin on a pair of shoes.
Every once in a
while. Y'all know how I do that.
Everybody has something that they
you
like.
You got to treat yourself, man. You got to treat yourself.
I do simply. I spend money on shoes, but only because, you know, I like the functionality issues, you know, like stuff that actually fits and, you know, feels good when I wear them. Like, I don't care about the fashion aspects as much as y'all do, because y'all are actually sneakerheads, but I spend money on stuff that I think has value and that I like.
I will tell you this, though, Lone, the older I get, the more comfort is sneaking in closer to the versus style.
I can't do non-comfort.
Yeah, like I can't walk. I mean, I love retro basketball shoes, stuff that we grew up on, but I can't walk around in heavy basketball shoes. Like,
Jays are not comfortable.
That's what I asked somebody when I said, for all that money, are Michael Jordan's tennis shoes, are they at least comfortable?
Some of them are. Some. Like some 11s are comfortable.
Yep.
10s. 1s aren't bad.
What about 3s? I always threes wanted a pair of 3s. 3s
are cool. 4s are not comfortable at all.
Agreed.
They're nice looking shoes, but they are not comfortable. They hurt.
Okay.
So he got some that are, it's tough on you, but you're going to be clean with your fit.
Yeah.
So it's your choice.
Yeah.
All right, man, let's get to this rundown, because I know we had some good conversation, but let's sneak some of this in here. So, Jay Moore, how does this sound? Only built for Infinity Links. What you think?
Marvel? What's going on?
Yeah. I mean.
So Quavo and Takeoff announced a dual project from the Migos. And they did a spin off of Ghost and Ray's cover for Only Built for Cuban Links. But the album is going to be called, as I said, Only Built for Infinity Links. Now, we always had a conversation about the youth.
I still rather have a Cuban.
I feel you.
I mean, it's not as big as a...
You don't want an Infinity Link.
You're talking to somebody. I don't even know what a Cuban Link look like. I didn't even know there was a such thing as an Infinity Link. So, whatever.
Yeah, is that a thing?
We were just talking about like jewelry and stuff like that. Like, okay.
They have pictures of the Infinity Links in the background.
Just eights on the side.
Yeah, it's like
bunch of eights.
Eight shape, yep. And the album cover kind of has, you know, I think it was Ghost that was standing behind Ray. You know how they were standing.
Yeah, oh, trust me.
It's similar to that, but...
Decent nod, I'll give him that.
That's what I was about to ask, because we always talk about paying homage and younger artists don't pay homage. And
they're not younger.
Well, I mean, they're younger than Ghost Ray, them. They're younger than us.
Yeah, but okay.
You see what I'm saying?
But that's not that argument, though, is it?
I'm giving them peas for actually trying it, is what I'm saying. Like, it's a good, you know, good effort. I don't know what the music going to sound like.
Exactly.
But I give them peas for, you know, paying homage to the Woo. That's all.
I'm surprised they even know who Ghost and Ray are.
Not necessarily. I mean, they're big names in the culture.
Are the Migos older than I think they are?
They're probably 30s.
I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure exactly.
That's fair, but...
They're at least 30, I'm sure.
I like the knot. I think it's a dope knot. Yeah. Well, Jay Moore, what you think, man?
I'm not impressed.
Oh.
Not impressed. Especially if the music is not up to par. If you're just out there doing, like, your Migos minus one...
I don't think the sound is going to.
You know, like I said, in a way, I'm like, okay, that's cool. Then maybe some people who like the Migos will figure out what the homage is about. But
Wu-Tang Instagram page posted it too and was like, you know, dope.
All right,
I'm paraphrasing, but
I wonder if it's going to have a Only Built for Cuban Links kind of sound.
No, it's not.
I doubt it.
I mean, are they going to do like the?
I don't even want to hear that.
Well, not even sound. I don't even know, like. Something else. I don't know.
Skits, maybe like.
I don't even want any skits, but something that would make it feel like it's in that, from that same cloth.
I just don't want it.
Hey, leave them RZA samples alone. We don't want to redo those.
They are 30, 31, and 28, by the way.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. I don't know, man. It's a knot.
It's cute. Cool. It's like, all right, cool. That's cool. They gave them a nod, but my only question would be like, why? Like, they're not even any similar style of artist.
That's a good
It'd be
question.
Different if like Joey Badass was doing like a Nas thing or something, you know, or
Big L or something like that.
Yeah. Like it just doesn't make any sense to me. So from that aspect, I'm like, why, you know, but for the nod aspect of sure. Cool. Whatever. It's not for me, but you know, it's
kind of the same way how Drake had a song called Wu-Tang Forever that didn't have Wu-Tang on it.
It's weird.
It didn't sound anything like
it was extremely
Wu-Tang
weird for that title.
I mean, yeah,
cool.
The T.I. is rather bothered and pissed off about a song selection. And that song is the Atlanta Falcons theme song. Because it has a young man. I'm gonna butcher this man's name. Is it
Rodemy?
Rodemy, thank you. Yes,
Rotimi.
Yes,
Rodemy. I don't know.
Yes, thank you.
Rotel.
The joint is called Rise Up, mm-hmm. and it's their theme song, but he's from New Jersey. Actor on Power with 50.
Oh, actually, that song.
He's actually from Africa.
Is he from Africa?
Yeah, he's African.
Well, they got to say New Jersey in the article, but fair
he
enough.
He may have.
Native.
I mean, you know, Akon, you know, he lived in
he
Jersey. He's
from Atlanta.
He was from Jersey City until he's from Africa.
So T.I. went on. He's stupid.
Oh, shout out to Akon. Yeah,
I want to say
Akon was Akon. Akon was living it up in St. Louis for a quick minute.
T.I. is upset. I'm talking
rightfully
about
so.
He went on a rant. And he posted.
He's not the only AT alien that's upset about that.
He posted a picture of him, Jeezy, and Ludacris, basically saying, "You know, what are y'all doing? How could you not pick Atlanta hip hop artists to do the theme song for the Falcons?" Which I think he actually has a point. Now T.I.'s rants aren't always the best, but I think he
didn't even really go off though.
He ain't snapped, but he had a nice because
he
like
said he actually
minutes.
Liked dude. He said I like riding me, but. I'm just not feeling that. And that's just an issue. The organization of Atlanta Falcons not reading the room. You literally have a city
full of rappers.
City full of rappers.
Yep.
Most of them are topping the charts.
Yep.
And most of them would have done it. And you went out and got somebody that's not even from Atlanta to sing your theme song. That's just stupid.
I mean, one thing if Rodami or Rotimi. Whatever his name is, like, right. No disrespect. I'm just trying, you know, I'm using both just in case one of us got it wrong. It'd be one thing if he was like a huge star like that.
Right.
They still don't need that.
But it's just like, he's not that dude. Like, yeah. I remember when they had Samuel L. Jackson doing it. Samuel L. Jackson is that dude.
He
plus,
that
he,
dude.
You know, but also he has the connection to Morehouse.
He's just announcing, though. Yeah. He does have an Atlanta connection.
Yeah. So when you go get somebody who is just, he's kind of famous. To do something like this,
your theme song,
yeah. But you know,
you literally have season ticket holders that are Hot 100 and Billboard charting artists.
Sweets,
yeah, have sweets or on the field.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe they
anybody.
Maybe they're afraid of potential indictments. They watching out.
There you go.
They don't want any Atlanta rappers.
I've seen something about
so we're gonna
that
have
too.
An actor rapper.
So we go.
I mean, they could have.
We gonna get this dude from New Jersey.
They could have got Big Boy.
That's what I was going to ask y'all. What is the combination?
They could have got Future even. I'm not even a Future fan.
Killer Mike.
Yeah.
I like that
Killer
moment.
Mike. They could have got 2 Chainz.
They could have got Bone Crusher. I'd have been happier with Bone Crusher.
Bone Crusher did one, and it was terrible.
Oh, okay.
That bad?
Yeah, he did one back in the day. It was not good.
I mean, you can. I think this is the opportunity to mix the new and the old. Like, go grab Big Boy and I don't know.
You got Usher, for God's sake.
You could have had Usher sing it.
I don't think there's any explanation to why if you're in any city
mm-hmm.
or any professional sports teams or anything that is related to the city that you're in, that you're not going to have some sort of representation of the city
it's
you're in
dumb.
Be a part of it.
Doesn't make sense.
I would be upset if they went outside in Indianapolis and did the same thing for the Pacers. Like, no, yeah. Get somebody
or the
local.
Colts, like they use Mike Epps as an ambassador for the Colts.
Which makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It makes a lot of sense. He's from Indianapolis. He's a Colts and Pacers fan.
It's not something where like the cloud of the rapper is really going to impact anything.
Nah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to bring really more eyes on a national football team. You know what
but
I mean?
But this is
I agree with
this
that.
Is what happened. They, you know, this is when consultants get involved.
Oh, man.
And corporate interests, and they say, hey, well, what about this guy? Like they know people from the culture are not in these rooms. This is what happens. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, that one guy. I saw him on a show on Stars one time, and he's supposed to be, I think he had a hit song that my son likes.
Let's
go ahead and get him. That's what happens. It's just like, I remember there was this watch company. There was like, in the advertisement, it said, buy one watch and get a free strap. Those of you who are listening, you're like, what? They said you get a free strap with a watch? Now, mind you, it could have said watch band. Or an additional watch band.
But they did.
But they said strap.
Was
so,
it a tisset?
So, you know, when people from the culture hear free strap, they're like, what is this? Is this they're giving away guns with watches? Like, this is what happens when sometimes you don't have people from the culture in these rooms. And you have a bunch of MBAs and people who have been working in rooms with... They just don't know.
I see a room of people overthinking something that
like
is
this
clearly thing. Easy, a lob decision.
Yeah.
You clearly don't know your surroundings and the area that you're in and the culture. You have to be completely out of touch.
So it was probably the same person who said, hey, you know, buy one watch, get a free strap, and put that into their advertisement and had no idea how that sounds. Even though people are not stupid. You know, when I saw this advertisement, I knew what they were talking about, but I was like, they could have worded this completely differently and it still made the same amount of sense.
Right.
Like Lone said, you got to keep it in the city.
That's how I feel.
You got to keep it in.
Yeah, can you imagine if they were doing an advertisement for the LA Rams and they said, and they went and got Nelly?
I know, right?
You know how bad that would look?
You know, just because, first of all, it's like, okay, yeah, not only is he from St. Louis, but, like, you know, he was a fan of, he represented the St. Louis Rams, yeah. And people in St. Louis don't F with the fact that the Rams had to move back to LA. Like, it, but, you know, there's somebody who, like, who's probably real Hollywood, who probably would make a decision and suggest something like that. And when you have nobody from the culture who would say maybe there's a conflict of interest there just on a cultural level, those are the things that can happen.
Well, they dropped the ball on this one. Bad choice. So, I'm on his side on this one. Long, can we shout out our partners real quick?
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to the
I remember that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what was that from? It was sports related, wasn't
it?
No,
it was on Chappelle's show.
Chappelle.
No, but it was actually a politician that was running.
Okay.
He was like, yeah. And we're going to the next, and we're going to New Hampshire. And he's like, yeah.
They was running that one out of business when that happened. I do remember that.
Can't remember the name of the politician.
Nor can I.
Used to whip me with a strap when I was bad.
Go along, man.
All right.
That's what the beat does.
It is what the beat does.
That's a ghost face.
Yeah.
No. Man, fair enough. Let's go ahead and jump into our GOAT conversation. We plugging along, man. I don't know where we are, but we getting close to something. We got the beat miners this week.
You said we get close to something.
Close to something.
All right.
How long is this? We've been.
What are you done by Christmas?
Okay. Christmas.
I don't even know.
Crummel.
Jesus Christ.
Crummel. Perhaps.
Jesus Christ.
Perhaps by Crummel.
Perhaps.
All right, man. So we got the beat miners pulled up. I actually found a discography.
The beat miners. I don't know if they're really going to be.
What you thinking?
I don't know if, I mean, I know their work and stuff, but I don't know if they're going to score too high. I guess we'll find out.
Let's start with songs produced. They produced all of Black Moon's Enter the Stage. They did 15 out of 15 on Smith & Wesson's
The Shining.
The Shining. Mike Geronimo, 2 of 13, 4 of 13 on Bahama Diaz College.
Mm. Which ones did they do off college?
It just says college. Let me click on it real quick.
Here, I'll look it up.
Lone is looking it up.
They did Spontaneity.
Ooh, that's a beat.
They did Interlude. They did Innovation, and they did Interlude.
Okay.
Both interludes. Well, two of the interludes.
America's Dying Slowly, 96.
De La Soul. They only did one record.
Black Moon, Digging in the Vaults.
They did The Hustle.
All 12.
The Hustle. OC Jewels, 3 of 15.
Yep.
Artifacts next. Coca Brothers. Black Star Most Def. What did they do off that one?
Got one on there.
Black Star Still Shining. They did Astronomy.
Mm.
Let's see.
Ty Phoenix, one song off Half Woman, Half Amazing. Buckshot, After the Chemistry, the whole project.
What did he do on Nas's album? Stillmatic.
I looked at it and I didn't see anything. So I looked at the credits and I didn't see him or see them listed anywhere. So I don't know. They're not listed at all here.
They lay some Black Moon.
I'm not real hip to a lot of their work. I mean, looking at it on paper, I've heard some of these projects, a lot of these projects, but I didn't know.
Well, I said that they're not going to score super
what
high.
What they were making.
Mm.
A couple Apathy records, Dilated Paper. Let's see what they did off Expansion Team. That was a good album.
It was.
Of course, when I click expansion team, it goes to expansion team for the NBA.
Shout out to Las Vegas.
A bad link.
One on Don Cartagena.
Dilated peoples, yeah. So it's not super extensive. So, yeah. All right.
A lot of Black Moon work, so we'll go to the tail of the tape. Impact on peers and upcoming producer.
4.
I have to give him a 6 because they're, you know, if you are part of that real underground movement, those Black Moon's album and Smith & Wesson, that was very influential.
I'll meet y'all in the middle at 5.
Yeah, I'll do 6-2. Evil D's known.
Yeah, Evil D is nice. How versatile are the hip-hop records?
About 6.
5.
I'm going to go 5.
Yeah.
It's around the same.
I'll do 5-2.
I mean, because they were pretty much just, it was ducked down and
same pocket.
Same pocket. Yeah,
yeah. The artists are similar. It's a similar vein.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Like, different hip-hop styles of art, of artists, producer works. I'm sorry.
5-4.
It's right around that same area.
I mean, it's got an Eminem record, Rod Diggin, Nas, Dilated Peoples, KRS, Naughty.
You know what?
H,
that's
Black
not fair.
Own, Vast right. Air, Tech, you know, Buckshot, Ty Phoenix, Apathy, Vinny Paz.
No. That
Coca Brothers, Sadat X, De La Soul.
I'll give him a 6. Sell, I give him a 6. I'm sorry. That was being rash.
That's a good sell, Lone. I'll go 6. That's a good sell.
What'd you say, Terry?
5.
I think I'll do 6, I guess.
Yeah, you sold me on that one. Big hits, cult classics from the producer. That early Black Moon.
I say 6.
And that Smith & Wesson should be enough to get about a 6.
6.
I might have to pull a Jay Brookins and rock with a 2 or something. But
oh, man. Do what's on your heart now.
I'm going to do 4.
Okay. Consistency of quality material released.
7. I like whatever it is they put, you know.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent, and it was consistently good.
I'll give him a 7.
I can't argue with that. Yeah, I can't argue with that. I'll go 7.
I'll go 6.
How great is their overall body of work for that lane?
6.
Yeah, 6.
6.
I'll go 7. Okay. All right, how often are the songs great from their beats?
6.
6.
I'm going to go 7.
I'm going to do 6 as well. Melodic samples?
No, man.
I'd probably just do 6 again, personally. I mean,
5.
I'll take 6 on this one.
Yeah, 6.
And then how great is the producer's drum programming?
7.
7?
That's pretty decent.
Drums. I'll take a 6 on the drums.
6.
Got long.
Yeah, I'll do 7. Just I'm basing time period a little bit on that.
But they come in at
5.9.
Sounds about, yeah. You said it though. You said it.
Yeah, I didn't. You know.
It's about the categories.
Yeah, I mean,
it is about the categories. It's not that we don't.
They got
feel
heat.
Some type of way about the things that they did, but you know,
they got heat.
It is what it is. Like that's why we, you know. This can all be broken down,
yeah.
Just like with our MCs list.
Same.
People can argue with it, but then analytically, hey,
bada boom, bada bang.
I think we got time for one more. I think we probably should too.
I'm with that.
I'm not sure how these segments are gonna
place.
So next up is Battle Cat.
Oh man,
you got a page on Battle Cat.
He go back to '88 all the way to 2021. I don't know, man. We could start at '93 Domino album. Ghetto Jam, classic.
He did stuff on Banging and
Bloods and Crips.
Banging, you know,
banging
on
Wax.
That was a cult classic, I should say.
We talking about Ghetto Jam and Sweet Potato Pie.
Yeah, those are the best songs he did.
Period.
Sweet Potato Pie still goes.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I get around Tupac.
His discog says, oh, hold on. Yeah, it was like only three songs. I'm like, this is not right.
Go look at them years.
Yeah, here we go.
I get around.
Okay.
Tweety vinyl single. Let's see. I'm trying to find. He's got so
Tweety
much
Bird
work.
Lock.
That would be Tweety Bird Loke.
Loke.
I think Lock is what I'm going to say.
I remember that Cam album, Made in America.
Tom Jones.
Don't do that long.
Is that?
No.
Not. Anyone.
Don't think.
I don't even know if that's Tom
Madonna
Jones.
Joint. I mean,
Black Caesar, Spice One. Count. We actually have to say the names here. So Poe Broke and Lonely, Cam, Dana Dane, Papa LQ, Tupac, Madonna, Dazzy D, Drew Down, Raz Kaz, Yo-Yo, me and my cousin, Glock 007, K Cavi, LA Grinders, Rough Dog, Emac, Rough Dog, Peeps Game, LA Nash, MQ3, Strong Empire, Miss Liddy. There's a lot of artists I've never even heard of. But I'm not super fluent on the West Coast. So East Siders, Corrupt, WC, Von Tell.
What are the songs?
Corrupt on the Players Club soundtrack, that Under Pressure. I remember that.
True. E-40, Get Breaded, featuring Fat Joe Sauce Money. Mr.
We
Mike.
We Can Freak It, Corruption.
Ooh. Fire.
Yeah, he did do that.
Cocaine, Fire. Snoop Dogg, Just Dipping, Remix.
Mm.
Ice Cube, 24 Mo Hours, Lucy Pearl, The Comrades. Is that a communist group? E-40, Nah Nah, Doggies, Angels, Exhibit, Been a Long Time, Get Your Walk On.
Remember this East Siders album, too.
Snoop Dogg, Stacey Adams, Leave Me Alone, Back
Stacey
Up.
Stacey Adams was fire.
Back Up, Ho.
That's a good song.
Mr. Short Cop, Mr. Jekyll, Play a Ham.
Play a Ham.
J Thug, Tyrese, Chico and Cool Wada.
Chico and Cool Wanda, yes, that was
it. Oh, there's no N. Is it Wanda?
What? I don't know. Maybe okay, I had it wrong.
I didn't know. Bad As, The East Siders, Brian McKnight, The Golden State Project, Lost Angels, Kendrick, This Is My Life. I don't know if that's... No, Kendrick, not Kendrick. Kedrick? Who knows? Snoop Dogg.
Somebody, but that's not Kendrick.
Yeah, Kenny Lattimore, J.O. Felony. Wow.
He did something for Kenny Lattimore?
Yeah.
That's the song Michael Jordan used to listen to get lit.
Yeah.
Nate Dogg, Identical, and Benjolino, Nocturnal. We're still in 2001 here.
Bro.
Frost, RL, Raz, Kaz, Truth Hurts, Deborah Cox, King Lou, WC, Snoop Dogg, Ballin', Tell Me.
He would randomly Kilo do Capnell. These R&B records. Deborah Cox, Kenny Lattimore.
Ballin' with Snoop is fire.
40 Glock, Booyah Tribe.
Eastwood. I remember the Booyah Tribe.
I do.
Truth Hurts, Spice One, Cutthroat Game and Behind Closed Doors, 213. Rated
that
Real.
213 album has some heat.
Keep It Gangsta, Ups and Downs, and MLK off that album. Survivalist, Dirty Rat, Paperboy, Exhibit.
Why you say
Funk,
Dirty Rat? Like
Funk Ruck, Funk Root, Orozco, Glasses Malone. Hey, he's back. Scipio.
Oh my!
I don't know.
This is just fun to listen.
DPGC, to. The Lady of Rage, Mikestro. Cavi,
oh
King Lou, Joy, MC8, he did Pipe Down featuring Boki Loke and The Chill. The Dog Pound, Cali Is Active, Stop Lying.
Cali Is Active is all time great.
Yeah,
that's classic. Hitman. And the Blue Carpet for Treatment with Snoop.
Snoop Dogg, LAX, a B word I knew. Feeling of Love, My People, Stepping Over Dog, Recluse, Crazy DJ Eastwood, JTN, We're Still in 2006, now he's 2007, E. Will, Cash, Mill Ticket, M-I-L, okay, yeah, okay, Big O, Rough Dog, Timo.
Oh, Rough Dog?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just kidding.
I mean, these sound like Anderson, Indiana rap names.
Definitely do.
Superfly. There's Maestro again. Talib Kweli, he did Give Him Hell on Eardrum.
Okay.
Yep.
Corrupt Banging, Get Off Me, DJ Battle Cat, and Box. I'm a G, J Ro, Baby S, Corrupt, Mr. Cavi, Holy D, Snoop Dogg, After All, 2-5, more Maestro, whoever this guy is.
Dude, look him up.
Yeah, A Blaze, Baby S, Big. As far as like versatility with people he's worked with, there's nobody higher than him. There's so many names on here I've never even heard of in my life.
But then it'll be like Talib Kweli and
right.
Kenny Lattimore.
J Rock, Smoke Chronic, Charlie Mack, Eastwood again, DJ Too High, Maestro again.
Who is that?
Doe the Fresh Kid. I don't know. Maestro has a song with
that. Stop doing that. His name. First of all, stop doing that accent.
You know that's not his name.
He has a song called Skills Still Appeal featuring Kendrick Lamar. He has got a song called Skills Still Appear featuring Absol.
Remember, Bishop Lamont was supposed to be the next big thing.
This is 2009.
He was the beta test for Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. He was cold, though.
I want to know who this
is. He had a song called Grow Up that I really liked.
Okay, 2010, Young Giants, Bishop Lamont, Invincible, Rican, Snoop Dogg, The Way Life Used to Be, Wonder What It Do, I Used to Be, Ill Camille, The Hitmen, What You Know, Snoop Dogg, Last Days, Brandon Deshay, I remember him, Glock Sinatra again, BJ the Chicago Kid, Chaos Bot, Snoop Dogg, Big Sonno, Invincible, The Dog Pong, Mikesro, Tilo, Tilo.
That's probably his cousin. There.
Invincible, Young Solo, he's probably the one that made the Wikipedia page. Big Sonno, E-40 and Too Short, Do You Remember, featuring Corrupt, T-Lay, Young Giants, K-O-Z, Kaz, I don't know, Corrupt, Daichi, Daz Dillinger, and WC, Don't Get Wet, Mikestro, RBD,
oh my God.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, It Will Be All Right, The Dark.
On what album?
The Art of War, Part 3.
Terry loves that album.
No, he doesn't.
I've never even heard that album.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Here's some more. Ricky,
I didn't know it was Art of War Part 2.
Ricky Rude, more Mikestro. Show Luciano, Marwan, Baby. It's amazing.
I didn't know Baby Yes had put out this much record, put out these many
it's
records.
It's amazing how many records he has, or different artists. Troop, Somebody Named Wax with a whole bunch of Chinese and or Japanese signals. I'm not sure because I don't know. Or maybe it's Korean. I don't know.
Perhaps.
But he did the whole album. So I bet it's probably fire too. Anyways, Medusa, Thurs, shouts to Thurs.
Shout out to Thurs.
DJ Battlecat, Glasses Malone, Glock, Sinatra, Box, Big, OG Big Mama, Carlos McSwain, E3, folks, I'm that dude, but every single other letter is like lower and high.
Why you keep doing your hand?
Like capital F, lowercase O, capital K, lowercase E. So folks, I'm that dude. Natural Red, Luciano Bassi, Tony Monroe. All right, now we're in 2015. Young Giants, Mr. Criminal. Tuxedo.
Mr. Criminal, you say?
Mr. Criminal. Wait a minute. Wait.
Mr. Criminal did a Wild Wild West and Waiting for Your Letters featuring KM Notch and Corrupt. So we did a Tuxedo record, a remix for Tuxedo, which is Mayor Hawthorne and Jake One. The Game, Up on the Wall, which is from the documentary 2.5 with Mac Lucy, Mike Murray, Snoop Dogg, Don't Push Me, A.K, Cocaine, Cam, Nickel Plate, Big Trady, Arg. T. Angelo, not D'Angelo. Young Giants, Bell Biv DeVoe, Don't Go. Ill Camille, Faith Evans, and the Notorious B.I.G.
What?
A Little Romance from The King and I.
Oh.
Snoop Dogg, Never Left. He did Big Mouth 420, Let Us Begin, Vapors. Still here. Did another Cocaine. Janice Freeman, Snoop Dogg, Andy Stokes, Mikestro, Tilo, Young Buck, Eric Sermon.
I want to thank me.
He did a record off Eric Sermon's Vernia. He did May Sound Crazy.
Yep.
With Devin the Dude and Too Short. Snoop Dogg's I Wanna Thank Me.
He laced that album.
So Misinformed with Slick Rick. One Blood, One Cuz with Battle Cat. Let Bygones Be Bygones. New Booty, I Wanna Thank Me. La Brea, Mikestro again. D Smoke. He did Sunkissed Child. Danino Farrar. Liberated Mind. More Mikestro. Six Black. Or Slack. I don't know how to say that. I don't know. Maybe it's just Black.
Well, I think it's just Black.
Yeah, yes. South Central Cartel, Hollow When You See Me.
Wow, they still making... What year is this?
We're in 2020.
2020.
Now.
South Central Cartel, still. Yeah.
AG, Evergreen, featuring Cocaine and Young Buck. Corday 77, Cam, Crooks and the Felon. Wow. This is massive, the amount of songs that he has done and albums and artists he's worked with. Mount Westmore, which is Cube and... Snoop.
Short and Snoop.
Yeah.
Yep.
They did. He did Stepchild. Yeah, E-40. And he's got four off Snoop's newly released B.O.D.R. album.
He back killed. All four of his songs are
still
cold
smoking,
on that album.
Coming back outside the box, Snoopy Don't Go. He's got two unconfirmed with Crooked Eye and Young Giants. But
wow.
Mikestro is the one name that...
We got somebody, anybody out there in the comments and let us know who Mikestro... Well, I can't say
yeah, don't
that.
Don't use the accent.
Yeah.
Mikestro.
Mikestro.
Who knows?
I'm sure. You better hope Mikestro ain't like a 6'5 black dude, man. Because you can
be like, Jesus Christ.
Look, man, then spell your name better.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
That's your answer. Just spell your name better. Like, that's all you got. Just spell your name better.
M-Y-K. Like, I don't know.
You did put a little extra sauce on it, though.
He said it merits how he says it. Is what wow. He's saying, pretty much.
Look, man, M-Y-K-E-S-T-R-O. Miquestro.
No! You putting that extra sauce on it.
All right, Mikael. All
right.
Anyways.
I'm getting hot.
It's hot. It's warm.
Yeah, it's quite warm now.
All right, what's the...
Influence. Impact on peers and upcoming producers.
I think if you're on the West Coast, definitely. So I'm going to give him a 7.
I'm going to give him a 9.
I'm going 9. Yeah, I'm going 9.
You know what? 8. His 8. Sound I take that back. Because now I think about some of the record, his really big record. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going 9 on that one.
Yeah, I'll do 9 as well.
How versatile are the hip-hop records? Wow.
8.
Yeah,
he was somewhere everywhere with it. Yeah, I'll go 8.
Collaborators. I'm doing 10.
10. 10.
What are you going
to
say?
Just off what you read, he's a 10.
Yeah, well, I just finished it because I felt like I had to.
I mean, you know, get that man his flowers. That's a 10. Facts. Yeah. Big hits, cult classics. Man, he's got.
Give me my 8.
I'm going to go 9.
Because there's a lot of stuff out there I didn't know, but the songs I... I give him an 8. Just based on We Can Freak It.
Man, Cali is active, bro.
Come on now.
Consistency of quality material release.
9.
8.
Give him an 8.
I don't know what Maestro sounded like, so I'm going to give him an 8. Overall body of work. I mean, he's got so many records.
Yeah. You know?
So body of work. 9. How great.
Yeah. I'm going to go 8.
I'm at 9.
Final product. Yep.
8.
8.
I like 8.
Same melodic elements.
9.
10.
10 as well.
Give him a 9.
What'd you say, Jay?
9.
Drums.
10.
8.
I mean, he's like your favorite producer, so.
He got slaps, man. I'm biased.
I go 8.5.
I like that. A little different.
Do 8.1.
You go with that. You know there's one, if you look at the Pimp C score, you still have a 7. I can barely.
Yeah, 7.965.
Yeah.
He finished with an 8.7, which is super high.
Yeah. Somebody's going to be like, what?
Why is Battle Cat so high? Actually, he's second, I think, so far.
To Pharrell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's getting good now. We got the Heat Makers. Knowledge coming up.
88 Keys, Flying Lotus, Keys. Will I Am. Flying Lotus probably won't score high because he doesn't have a lot of hip-hop records.
How high you think Will I Am going to score? Terry just shaking his head.
I'm going to get the feelings hurt.
Yeah, the Hitmen going to have something to say about it. Buck Wilder have something to say about it. Jermaine Dupri, are we getting into some?
Yeah, we're getting to the.
We're getting closer now.
Getting closer to the list.
There's going to be some people who will be like getting several tens.
Yeah.
In categories where it's hard to get a 10.
But we haven't been, to our credit, we haven't been OC with the 10s. The 10s have come out here and there, so I will give us credit there. We haven't been OC with the 10s.
Mm-mm. No.
But that's a good thing. We're keeping it honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's see what the chat talking about. Is there anything else I forgot? Anything else y'all want to squeeze in before we...
I don't know. Chat, what y'all talking about today? We haven't been able to chat much.
Maestro, any Maestro fans in there?
Does anybody know who Maestro is?
Or maybe
in the
it's
chat?
Mike Arestero. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody. Somebody know.
Mr. Kale.
Somebody know him.
It's not how you say it. Maestro.
Oh,
God. Don't get him started.
It could be Maestro.
Maestro?
Maestro.
That's probably it.
Probably Maestro. Terry's probably right. It's probably Maestro.
Maestro.
I still like Maestro.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're trying to make him sound foreign.
Well, you've already said it like 50 times, so we got to just roll with it now.
Maestro. No, look. Hey, man. It's just a Spanish accent, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Throw a little something on it.
Right, hold
you
on.
You found something?
Maybe. I don't know if this is him or not. There's definitely a Maestro or a Maestro. Let's see what we got.
We're going to find out.
Okay.
What time, Long? What's the name?
Called On the GP. Episode 2.
I got to put this in my reminder.
All right, I'm
guessing it's dangerous, man. Let
me bring in the break. It's Cosmo, nigga. Yeah, this is super good.
Yeah, I'm asleep. I apologize.
Who is it?
Maestro. Maestro.
Maestro.
Yeah. You about to get some runs,
sir. He didn't put out an album every year since we...
No, he got 4 albums from last year.
Damn.
I apologize.
Pipe Dreams.
I didn't know.
Pipe Dreams 2.
He's probably big on the West Coast.
Now, aren't you glad that I kept saying Maestro?
Yes.
See?
Window Pane. Yes. Window Pane.
if Battle Cat behind all of these, I got some homework to do.
Yeah.
It's the old slap what you just played. I couldn't even hear him in the headphones, so I know it's going to sound crispy. He about to get some
out,
run.
Yeah, he puts out. And the thing is, he put out three of these joints in 2020. What, four? Then put out some in 2020, hadn't put out anything from 2014 to 2020.
All right, y'all, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We appreciate you sticking around with us. As always, newoldheads.com for all the education you need this year. If you see it, like it, subscribe, sign up for it. We appreciate the support as always, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.